Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Rainy night in Georgia, but it's warm and dry inside the ring. Climb on inside the ropes, spend some time with Georgia Wrestling Now, with your host, WrestlingWithPopCulture.com's Jonathan Williams.
Thank you, Matt Hankins, and I would add to that, award-winning Wrestling With Pop Culture is now an award-winning website. I don't know if you heard, but I won Creative Loafing's Best of Atlanta 2012 Award, Reader's Choice Award for Best Local Blog.
USA, 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 USA.
Yes, sir. So, that is Matt Hankins from Team All You Can Eat. I am Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. I think we got started a little bit late, but I was having some technical difficulties, so please excuse me for that. But we're here. And we're live, and we got a big show. Professor Morte from the Silver Scream Spook Show and Monstrosity Championship Wrestling should be joining us any minute now. We also have Cyrus the Destroyer from Deep Southern Championship Wrestling, who will be wrestling this Saturday at their event. Later in the show, we've got a couple of guys that we've talked to not too long ago separately, and I'm a little confused as to how they have reformed the Usual Suspects, but we'll find out.
They didn't kill each other last time we talked to them.
I mean, Murder One put a cigar out in the guy's eye. He was out for months because of that.
Interested to know how these details shook out.
Yes, and I tried to watch, I think it happened at Doctoberfest, but I have not seen that yet, and I was not in attendance, so we'll find out when we talk to Murder One and AJ Steele later on in the show. But for now, what do you got? Did you go to any shows this weekend, Matt?
I was at UIW.
I know Professor Morte doesn't have much time tonight, and he is joining us now. So let's let him quickly tell us what's going on this Friday at Monstrosity Championship Wrestling.
Oh, this Friday at Monstropolis Championship Wrestling?
Yes, sir.
Are we talking to the Kentucky Wolf man?
No, he called in last week. We talked to him and his cousin, the Alabama Wolf man. So this is just you telling us what else we can expect.
I didn't know if that dirty dog was still trying to cause trouble. I do know that speaking of causing trouble, we're going to cause real trouble because I heard Zombie King just might reanimate another one of wrestling's historical legends and make him battle in the ring. Sure to make all these wrestling bloggers extremely agitated, but probably not enough to leave their parents' basements and protest the show at the famous pub this Friday night.
Well, I'd rather you not reveal who that is just yet, because I want it to be a surprise.
I don't even know who it is.
Oh, he didn't tell you.
I'm always surprised at what goes on at these shows, because nobody knows.
But you sort of run these shows, don't you?
I let them run over me.
Like a
steamroller. No. I mean, I kind of give birth to the monster, and it just runs wild and starts murdering and raping, pillaging, you know, that's what monsters do. So, you know, I give it life, and it does what it does with its life. Sort of like a teenage son or daughter. On steroids.
Yeah, well,
hopefully
none of these guys
I just came up with that. No, actually, I don't know what to expect, but I can tell you this. There will be lots of blood, lots of brains, and lots of barely dressed women. introducing the show, and we've got the infamous Casket Creatures, Atlanta's greatest horror rock band, is going to play, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. This night of entertainment, I can't believe you're getting it all for $10.
Not only that, but I just learned today that there will be some more raffle prizes like we had at the event back in March. Pine Street Market is going to be offering up a bag of body parts for your consumption.
Great.
And Diamond Star Halo has given us a flask with a skeleton dead Elvis on it to raffle off, among many other prizes. So it will be a good show.
It's going to be a yell of a show. We're going to, you know, not just raffling these things off. I might raffle off a real dead body halfway through that thing.
Well, Morte, of course, you had a very busy month in October hosting Silver Scream spook shows every weekend. When is the next Silver Scream spook show at the Plaza Theater?
The next Silver Scream spook show is going to be on the 22nd of December. It's going along with the whole Christmas party theme of the month, and I'm going to show Nightmare Before Christmas with a big sing-along through there. It's going to be a lot of fun for the kids and older ghouls and boils alike. So we're getting all that together right now. I'm at the Plaza Theater as we speak watching a premiere of Zombie Crush. They're trying to get this movie off the ground. It looks great. The theater's packed. So lots of great stuff going on in Atlanta with the horror and the scary stuff, you know. And MCW is just the next big thing that's going to happen with this whole scene here taking over, the horror scene being so big here. We're going to create the greatest horror wrestling federation since El Santo stopped beating up werewolves.
All right, well,
who knows, maybe we'll even get Blue Demon and El Santo, son of El Santo, up here themselves to wrestle that dastardly Kentucky Wolfman.
Well, I think he's already got his hands full with Dracula this time around, but you never know what'll happen.
Careful. Dracula, you know, is probably going to put him into another very embarrassing submission move. At least we can hope so. You know, especially after, you know, the re-election of Obama and rights for all, you know, werewolves and Draculas alike. You know, this wouldn't just be a win for Dracula, but it would be a win for all Americans everywhere that are free-thinking and positive about the future of gay marriage and drug legalization and such.
Well, I didn't expect to get political, but I guess you got a good point there.
Why not? We're talking wrestling. We might as well take it all the way.
There are no politics in wrestling.
No.
Not at all. Not at all. But at MCW, we break all the rules. You know? So you never know what you're going to get.
That's right. Well, like
but
you
I
said...
But I do know you're going to get one yell of a show. You're going to scream your lungs out. And we got the Casket Creatures bringing the rock and roll, the shock and roll. It's going to be fantastic. I'm even going to bring out one of my old magic tricks. I'm going to plunge 27 swords through a woman. 27 hard rods of steel through a woman live on stage. You know,
right,
I know,
well,
women are only used to being plunged through three holes, but on this night I'm going to break the records. I'm going to create new holes.
All right. Well, I guess we will we'll let you go watch your zombie movie, and we will see
Great.
You on Friday.
I'll see you on Friday at the most spectacular wrestling event in the history of the world. Monstrosity Championship Wrestling.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Morte.
Thank you, Jonathan.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Can we get Snot Race to review this 27-way gangbang thing? He's really good at that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
that sounds like something.
If he's at the show, I actually haven't met the guy in person, so he sends me these reviews, and I do quite a bit of editing on them and then post them. But if he's there, maybe we can get him to review just that portion of the event.
if there is an incantation I can chant to get that devil woman back from the last one, I am on it. So if you own the Necronomicon or you know of a way, then let me know, because I am all about that. That's worth $10 to see.
Professor Morte can probably pull some strings or something like that.
Whatever I got to pull, I'll pull it.
Well, we're going to go right into our next guest, which is Cyrus the Destroyer, and he is participating in this Saturday's Deep Southern Championship Wrestling event. And let's bring him online. How you doing tonight, Cyrus?
Doing all right, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
We're off to a good start, I would say.
Awesome. So
I don't think Matt has ever been up to a DSCW, and I know I have not, so I do know Big Wood. He's a good guy, and I know he's a big part of those shows, but what can you tell us about these events up there?
And these events by far are probably some of the greatest wrestling shows around in North Georgia. I absolutely love Big Wood. I have all the utmost respect for him and everything on this. He throws a great show, real good in family and all, so... and everybody, it seems they get their money's worth when they come out and watch us. So I enjoy it a lot and everything. This weekend we have a great show going up where I'm going to actually be going against Kyle Matthews and everything. He's the number one light heavyweight contender, and I'm the number one heavyweight contender, you know, over there at DSCW. So we're going to go in there. We're going to trade some knuckle skin, I reckon, and everything. But Big Wood, he'll be going against All-Star in a dog collar match, which will be pretty exciting.
I only hear
good things about that show, which in wrestling, you know, that's almost unheard of. Can you tell us about some of the people that you kind of had to knock off to get to that number one spot?
Yeah, man. You know, I've went through guys over there when I first started. Started with a gentleman by the name of Showtime. Everything came through him and all. That's pretty much what I do. I'm the Destroyer. So I have this old saying here that I can't be beat. And so far I haven't met my challenge yet. So I've had Showtime. I've had guys like Torque, Ray, Cletus, Cousin Cletus, and everything up through there, and all the great guys, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, if you get in my way of getting in front of the title, you know, I'm sorry. It's nothing personal. It's just business with me, so.
All right, so this match with Kyle Matthews, is it just kind of to see, put the two number one contenders together and see who's the better, or was there any lead up to that? Did you guys have some sort of rivalry going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's really to see who the better the number one contenders are, that I feel. I think this is a great challenge for me to come through there and everything and go up against a man like Kyle Matthews. You know, at the end of the day, when we go up against each other, everything might be hunky-dory and all, but at the end of the day, he's still that guy on the opposite side of the ring looking at me in the eyes and everything, and I plan on running right through him. I mean, after that, if he wants to have beef with me, he can. So it all depends.
I imagine it's a pretty big difference in styles with you and Kyle. Are you more of a bruiser as opposed to the technical guy that Kyle is?
Well, you know, that's what I love. You know, I think my blessings for being 6'5", and I'm 336 pounds, and everybody's always said I move like a cruiserweight, so. I can get in there and I can tangle with them. So, I mean, but when it comes to shove, you know, I will use brute force if that's what's needed. I mean, I will show that I am the stronger man. And everything.
That size, I'm pretty sure they tell you you move like whoever you want to move like.
yeah, that's pretty funny. When we get in the ring with certain guys, you know, they don't expect a big guy my size to be able to move the way I do, but. When they get in the ring, then they're thinking, oh, God, they're like deer in the headlights, you know? So, so I had fun with it.
Do you do much outside of that promotion, or are you primarily up there most of the time?
Do what now? I'm sorry.
Do you do much outside of that promotion, or is that kind of home for you?
Yeah, I mean, like just this past weekend, there's another great show. It's down in Rossville, Georgia. It's called Empire Wrestling, Empire Pro Wrestling, and everything. I do that show a lot. You know, both Empire and DSCW, they're both kind of my home shows. You know, I love them both and everything. Love being dominant anywhere I go. So, and we just did JJ's Bohemia these past three nights and everything.
Okay,
that was
you were on those shows. Was that as crazy as I think it probably was?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was nuts. It's one of those shows. You know, it's not really family friendly or anything. So you know, you get a few beers thrown at you, you know, and all that fun stuff, and your crowd's literally right there at ringside with you. So. You know, when I'm hitting the ropes, I kind of scared them a little bit, but, you know, it's just how it goes and everything. So, but, yeah, it was nuts. It was a good show, too. A buddy of mine, Leroy Lewis, helped put that show on. And, you know, I'm real good friends with him as well and all. But yeah, other than that, I love that show.
He's the strong man in the Subterranean Circus, I believe, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He is. Yep.
So he's the guy. Last week we have Drew Game on here, and I guess that's they don't really get along at WrestleMania.
Yeah, they really don't get along. I don't get along with Drew Game, so I mean, I kind of proved that this past weekend when I was laying him out. So you know, I enjoyed that.
I was going to say, I noticed there's several more DSCW events coming up in December. Seasons Beatings 2 on December 1st, and then a Super Heavyweight Tournament on December 15th, and then looks like you already got stuff scheduled for January, too. So I'm guessing you'll be part of that Super Heavyweight Tournament.
Yeah, the Super Heavyweight Tournament, that's going to be something that's a one-of-a-kind, unique thing. I haven't never seen a show like this that's being put together now. What's going to happen here is if you don't weigh over 270 pounds, you don't get in. If you're 269 and below, I'm sorry, you're just too small to be in this tournament. And you fight until you lose. I mean, that's the type of tournament this is. And, you know, I'm getting ready for that. I'm pretty stoked about it. I mean, that's where the biggest guys from all over North Georgia are going to come down and see who the best is. You know, I'm excited about it. Old friend of mine named Tank, he's going to be there. I'm real happy about that and everything. And all. And Big Wood's going to be in that tournament. So, I mean, it'll be another one of those times, you know. I absolutely love getting to go against the older guys in this business because, you know, they have the skills and the knowledge and everything. And it's great to put the young mind up against the old minds and see what happens.
With a 270 cutoff, I'm sure Wood just slid in over the top. I'm sure he's no more than 271. I'm positive.
What, old Woody?
Yeah.
Hey, he'd have to be about 271 to be in this tournament. So, but you know, and if I have any questions in this tournament and everything, when I go out there, I'll bring out a set of scales and I'll make them weigh themselves. If I don't think that they're at that weight, I'll be like, well, before I wrestle you, you know, you got to get on these scales and show me you're 270. You know, I mean, that's just how it's got to be.
I've been hearing about this show for a little while now. I'm really excited about it. I think that's going to be a sheer spectacle.
Bohemians
just laying waste to one another.
That's right. I mean, if you enjoy hard hitting and big guys just knocking the daylights out of each other, going over the top, anything like that, then I'd be at this show. I would definitely be at this one. That's going to be a huge event. I mean, I'm super stoked about it. I can't wait. That's the show I've been waiting on. I heard about it about 2 months ago, and since then I've been all about it.
Full of moonsault, planchas, shooting star presses. 450.
Yeah.
With being a big guy,
you might be on the scale as opposed to in the
Right, right. And that's the good thing about being a guy. Being a big guy, you know, I don't have to get up there and do a 450 or anything like that. When one good punch will just knock you out and it's done. I mean, that's what I'm excited about. I think
I'm curious. Cyrus, the Deep Southern Championship Wrestling recently withdrew from the National Wrestling Alliance along with many other promotions, and I noticed that they have since joined the Allied Independent Wrestling Federations. Has that affected things for the wrestlers very much?
No, not really. I really haven't seen much of a change in that. And to be honest with you, I don't really get in on the political side of it. Honestly, I just like getting in the ring and you know, showing what I can do. I have a great respect for this business. I'm very grateful for the people that brought me in. But as they say, once you get into politics, you never get out. So, and so I won't ever touch politics, especially with the business. I think sometimes the business has enough going on and everything, and, you know, I don't need to worry myself about it. I need to go in there, and like any other wrestlers, just need to go in there and do what they do and leave the politics to someone else.
I usually recognize a lot of the names in the card from guys I see kind of here around the Atlanta area. I think I've seen the Washington Bullets name show up, Chip Day and Kyle Matthews. Who are some of those homegrown guys that we might not know as much about down here that really impressed you up there?
That impressed me over that BSCW?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you know, there's one guy that I'm real impressed by. His name's Semper Fi, Cody Roberts. Really impressed by him. There's another gentleman by the name of Ray Ray. He's great. I like watching that kid work. He does a lot of good stuff. And then, All-Star, he impresses me, and I like them. And I really like a guy named Torque up there. He's a real good guy, too. So, I mean, that whole back room, they're all so professional. I mean, there's never no beef or anything. I mean, we go out there and we do our thing, and, you know, and at the end of the night, it's done. There's really no backstabbing. So the way I would see it, all them guys back there in the back at that show, I mean, are stand-up guys. I mean, and that's how I see it. So
is All-Star is he a masked wrestler?
All-Star?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I
didn't
think I know him.
All right. Yeah, he's a masked wrestler and everything. So, and then, and Crash Test Dummy, I like him a lot. I do like him a lot and everything. Woody brings nothing but talent in that back room. And, you know, that's why I love that show. He brings some of the best talent from North Georgia and Chattanooga. So, I mean, I'm proud to say that, you know, I'm able to do a promotion with him and everything, and work for his promotion just as well as with Empire. They bring in a lot of great guys as well. So, really never any beef with any of them.
That's good to hear. That's real good to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's at one point, I believe, you have to see it all as your family and everything and not the enemy. So, it'll be a good time.
All right. Well, that's this Saturday, and I believe the best place to find information for that is on Facebook. Just look up Deep Southern Championship Wrestling. But where else, aside from the events we've already mentioned, where else can we see you in the next few weeks, Cyrus?
In the next couple of weeks, I'll be at after this weekend. The next weekend, I'll be at Empire Pro Wrestling over here in Rossville, Georgia. And that's where you'll see people as likes of as Andy and Tank, and I'm sorry, Brandon Collins, Matt Fortune, all of them out there. So, and Johnny Viper. So they have some great things coming up with them. They always do a big Christmas show and everything in December. It seems they draw really well with that, and They put an excellent card together there as well.
All right. Well, I believe that's all I had for you, Matt. Do you have any other questions for Cyrus?
I think we're solid. I'm hoping you get to move around a little bit with this new AIW partnership y'all got going around. Yeah, I forgot the F. with this new partnership, I hope you get to move around a little bit, maybe show your skills off somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm always into that. I mean, I hope it brings nothing but the bright times of future for me and everything and gets me out there. That way everybody can see. So.
All right. Well, good luck this Saturday against Kyle Matthews, and I guess we will probably talk to you sometime down the road.
All right. It sounds good, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
See you up there at some point.
Do what now?
I said, we'll see you up there at some point.
Okay. We'll see y'all up there then. If y'all can't make it to this show this weekend, or, I mean, come by the December 15th show. It's going to be a rocking show. Like I said, all these heavyweights that are coming to that show, they're awesome. None of them are really slow movers. So I know that's usually what everybody thinks about big wrestlers, but all these guys I see coming in this show so far, when I've seen them on video and everything, they're quick. So I'm pretty stoked about it.
All right, well, we will see you up there hopefully by then.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.
So I guess it's time for a commercial break, but to follow up on some earlier things for the Monstrosity Championship Wrestling Show, you can go to WrestlingWithPopCulture.com to find out all the details.
Award-winning
WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. Thank you, Matt. I was honored and surprised and to have received that. I found out last week, but apparently it happened in September.
I contributed to that site, so I'm going to call myself the award-winning Matt Hankins from now on.
Yeah, couldn't do it without you, Matt.
Amen.
All right, well, let's take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, I guess we will be hearing from AJ Steele and Murder One.
Tape recorders ready.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams of the award-winning WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins, and we have a caller. Let's see if this is Murder One or AJ. Hello?
Yes.
Is this Murder One or AJ Steele?
This is AJ.
AJ.
AJ, how you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful. How you guys doing?
All right.
Well.
Is Murder going to be joining us as well, or are we just talking to you?
I don't know. He's the president.
I was told that we were talking to both of you, but, I mean, we got you, so I guess we'll talk to you, and if he calls, he can join in.
That's
but
right.
I think we talked to you just maybe 2 months ago, and I guess a lot has changed since then. And so I guess the big question is, what happened? How did you and Murder One reform the Usual Suspects, and what's going on with this blacklist thing?
It's funny. Excuse me?
Is it you got some explaining to do, AJ? I don't know what's going on.
Really? Okay. Well, first of all, like I said before, the Usual Suspects never dismembered. We never stopped being a unit. We just got smart. See, and what people keep failing to realize is that this has been going on since day one, since the very first meeting between me and Dr. Gayton. The meeting was going fine, but then he started saying things that just kind of, you know, didn't sit real well with me. So in the back of my mind, the plan had already started. So, you know, you got
all right, but I mean, you, so how do you explain the cigar to the eye thing and all that? I mean, he's a doctor and he
sacrifice, my friend, sacrifice.
Own eye to get it, Gayton?
Listen, what is Dr. Gayton? What does he do as a profession?
He's an eye doctor.
Eye doctor.
Oh, duh. He's an eye doctor. Okay? So what is the easiest way for me to get something fixed for free?
Get your eye hurt. All
right. So it's a small sacrifice. Like I said, people are missing the bigger picture. Dr. Gayton is a doctor, but he is obviously not a very smart man. See? And he's so amped up about all of the wrong things, and he wasn't paying attention to all of the things that were going on because he was so overwhelmed by being a part of the Dark City. And there's a lot of things that you guys don't know that Dr. Gayton had himself involved in, but he just didn't open his own eyes. How can you be an eye surgeon and not see what's going on?
That's a good question, I guess. So now that all this has come to light at Dr.Toberfest, I believe is where it all happened. What is the blacklist? Who all is involved with that aside from you and Murder One?
To be completely honest with you, I don't know if it's necessary for you to know who all is involved with the blacklist. I will tell you that J-Rod is involved. You see that.
Right. I'm guessing Wardell Walker may be part of
people,
it.
Other people, that's what I was just going to say. You know, Wardell Walker is, you know, involved. But there's a lot of people that are involved that they're not ready to be seen. I keep using the word see and eye because we're dealing with an eye surgeon. You know, there's people that are involved that are right under Dr. Gayton's nose, and he just doesn't see it. You know, there's a lot of things that went on that we couldn't do without some of these people. So you never know. You never know. You never know if the person sitting right next to you is a part of the blacklist or not. It's one of them types of situations.
Matt, are you?
I mean, I know there's some other people in this industry that say this, don't trust anybody. DTA, right? They put it on a
right.
shirt, they make $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about it is that those are letters that I live by. There's very few people in this world that I trust. very few people, like a low number. Like you could probably use one hand to put these people in this list. But as Dr. Gayton Singh, you know, you cross the wrong people, this is what happens.
Last, before Dr.Coverfest, you know, you were really the main guy out front in Gayton's corner. So who is left on his side?
Who cares?
Fair enough. I guess it does not matter who's on his side.
Who cares?
But
I mean, anybody, like we say all the time, you know, U.S., the abbreviation U.S., it's us. Us, usual suspects. Us against them. So like my brother says, if you're not with us, you're against us. Okay? So whoever decides to, you know, I don't know what Dr. Gayton's plans are. He's lucky, out of the kindness of my heart, that I only beat him up a little. You know what I mean? I didn't make it to where he couldn't go to work and make a living, because if it had been up to me, he would have never been able to do eye surgery again. He would have never even been able to walk if it was left up to me. But because, you know, of other people, I just prefer not to say who, but I let him live. You know, we had him trapped in a cage with the door locked, and they had to get bolt cutters. It took him 20 minutes to get in the ring. I could have pulled his spine out of his back. One of the Mortal Kombat type moves, you know what I'm saying?
I believe that wholeheartedly.
Right?
Yeah. I would not want to be trapped in a cage.
He should really be lucky. He should really be lucky that I even allow him to continue to walk. I know he's got, you know, a fiance or wife or whatever, and he's got grandkids and he's got children that he wants to, you know, play with his grandchildren and be able to bend down. You know, he's a former power lifter, so he thinks he's the strongest guy in the world. Well, obviously, he ain't that strong, but I left him to where he can at least play with his grandchildren. You know, maybe he'll need a cane. Maybe he won't. Doesn't matter. But anyway, back to your question. Whoever decides to align themselves with Dr. Gayton, if he should choose to come back to the sport of professional wrestling, which would be stupid on his part, because he's an eye surgeon. I keep telling people, you are not a wrestler. Powerlifting and wrestling is two different things because the weights don't hit back. Stupid.
Well, that's a good point. So this Sunday, you are taking on the current Rampage heavyweight champion, Crew Jones, and Sean Banks, better known as Hot Like Lava. So that is I believe it's a street fight or no holds barred or something. What do you have in store for them?
you know, Crew Jones and Sean Banks, you know, I'm a realist. These two gentlemen are, and they're gentlemen. I'm not gonna badmouth them right now, just yet. They're very talented people, both of them. Known them both for a very long time. I always question Crew's manhood because if you've seen some of the things that he wears to the ring, it makes me wonder, does he like men or women? And Sean, you know, is sort of guilty by association. So does he like men or women? But if they signed a contract, which, by the way, remind me to tell you guys something about a contract. I just forgot about that. So when we finish this question, ask me about contracts. But anyway, if they signed a contract to wrestle us, then like I said, if you're not with us, then we're going to beat you up. I don't care what former title you had. I don't care what belt you have now. I don't care if you're having problems in your lives I don't care if your insurance is not up to date. I don't care about anything. If you're standing across the ring from us, we are going to beat you up so bad that nothing else matters. You know, I'm trying to figure out if I can beat a person until they look like another person. That's my goal in this year. I've done a lot of things in this business, but beating a person until they look like another person is something I have yet to do. So, Clue and Sean, let it be known that that's what's going on this Sunday.
All right, and then
if you guys are really serious about doing this, I mean, both of you guys have got bright futures ahead of you. If you should decide to take this match, maybe not so much.
And what was the other thought you had that we're supposed to ask you a follow-up question?
Contracts. Let me explain something to you about contracts, and let me tell you why I'm able to beat a person until they look like another person. See, there are rules in this sport. There are rules that must be followed by the athletes that are inside of the ring. And if these rules are broken, a lot of times there's fines. A lot of times there's a lot of different things that go on. If you hit referees, you know, if you smack around ring announcers, I know that there's one ring announcer who recently just quit because, you know, he got roughed up a little bit. Hey.
Right.
Mama said it'd be tough days. But due to the fact that Dr. Gayton, if you go back months ago and maybe even years ago, he used to say how he was the mayor of Dark City. Well, when he was the mayor of Dark City, do you even remember how we all got started together? See, Dr. Gayton hired us to take out some people for him. And we were so smart because we got these contracts signed. And our contracts state that we're pretty much untouchable. You know, everything else that goes on, we're exempt to it. Because we have these contracts that Dr. Gayton, the mayor of Dark City, signed himself. So when everybody else is getting fines, everybody else is getting suspended, we're just going to keep kicking people's asses because that's what we can do. And there's nobody that can stop us. Not Dr. Gayton, not the commissioner, not the wrestlers, not the fans, not the police. I mean, we even had a police officer trying to stop us. That didn't work. So I just wanted to inform you guys that Dr. Gayton brought all of this on his own self.
There's no authority down there that can touch you. There's not anyone in the power structure of Rampage that can tell you not to do anything. Is that what I'm understanding?
What are you, do I need to speak another language to you?
I'm just making sure, because, I mean, who would show up in that place knowing that the usual suspects have free reign? I mean, what kind of crazy fool would involve themselves in that?
I don't know.
AJ?
Well, I got a better question for you. What kind of crazy fool would sign their life away like that?
That's a good point. So for clarity's sake, there was never a beef between you and Murdoch. This whole thing was a ruse from day one. It's not like you had a change of heart and you and Murdoch really were having a disagreement and you had a change of heart down the line. This was all set into motion from the first time you two laid hands on each other.
Basically, this thing has been going on for quite some time. Rampage has been alive for quite some time, 4 years now, I do believe. Do you guys know that I'm the one who named Rampage Rampage? Did you guys know that Dr. Gayton was, like I said, simply a doctor, and he had a mutual friend of mine, of ours, and he had her call me. We sat down. We had a meeting. I talked to him. I told him what we could do, and Rampage was born. See, nobody knows that. Nobody knows that. Nobody knows the behind the scenes of what happened. Rampage is pretty much my baby. You've seen it in one of his little posts, maybe on Facebook, that AJ Steele is the co-founder of Rampage. Well, it's true. This plan has been in the works since that day. And it even got even more fuel behind it when the powerlifter / eye doctor decided that he wanted to step his ass into my world and do what it is that I do. You should have kept just watching YouTube clips of people getting beat up and just been happy with that to say that, yeah, I'm writing that guy a check. That's what you should have done. And I know he's probably listening somewhere wondering, why, AJ, why? What did I do wrong? You know what you did wrong. You don't disrespect me and live to tell a story. But like I said, out of the kindness of my heart, I allowed you to live, Doc. So take that for what it's worth and retire. Don't come back to Rampage. Don't come back to any wrestling show. Because you know what? If you go to a wrestling show and there's a ring there, I don't give a damn where it is. I may just flip out and put you in it and put you through it. I don't care if it's a WWE ring or a TNA ring or a Ring of Honor ring or a Dragon Gate ring or a Rampage ring. It doesn't matter to me. If you're still breathing, I didn't do my job, and I'm very good at my job. So, Doc, I know you're listening. When I tell people that I will destroy them, it's not a catchphrase. I'm not trying to sell T-shirts. I'm trying to give you your life and let you walk away. You know how when people go hunting, they have a deer right in the crosshairs, and they look at that deer, and they see that it's one of those little baby does. Some guys just let doe go. That's what I just did with Dr. Gayton. I allowed him to keep walking and keep growing and keep living. But I ain't going to always be so generous. So, Doc, if you know like I know, keep walking. Walk away. Walk off into the sunset. Be happy that you are able to continue living your life and be happy that you are the owner and co-founder of Rampage Pro Wrestling. Be happy that you own a promotion that has such great talent. Be happy that you're still able to watch this great talent.
Well, AJ, you mentioned other promotions and other rings, which brings me to, you are the new NWA Action Heavyweight Champion, I believe, right?
Yeah, I am.
So you had a match on Saturday?
This past Saturday, yes, I did.
Okay, and who did you take on there?
I beat up some guy named Billy Jack, I think his name is. Billy didn't know Jack, though, because match didn't last very long, and he looked like he was out of shape. And I decided when I found out that I was going to wrestle Billy Jack, I stopped going to the gym, and I started eating a lot of Twinkies and fried chicken and fattening things so that we would be like more on an equal balance, you know. He had more of a chance to win, you know, by me being fat, sloppy, and out of shape, sort of like himself.
Well,
he looks like he's allergic to the gym.
They can't say you're not fair, AJ. They cannot.
I'm very fair. I'm very fair.
So you've got, as we've mentioned, you've got Rampage this Saturday, and I believe that's the name of that is the Thanksgiving Week Holiday Spectacular or something to that effect.
Yeah, it's one of them stupid-ass names. Okay.
And then I see on December 8th is the Saturday Night Rumble for NWA Action. I'm assuming you'll be in action there. But what else do you have coming up in the next few weeks?
You know, to be completely honest with you, and I apologize for this, I got a lot of bookings, and I don't know all of the different promotions that I'm going to be at. I just know towns and dates, and they run together sometimes. And unfortunately, I have somebody that books all my stuff for me, and I get text messages that pretty much say, you need to be here at this time. And if there's a ring there, and if somebody's asking it, I'm kicking it.
The life of a professional ass kicker.
Right.
That is the epitome of professional ass kicker. Tell me where to be, I show up, I get paid.
But I show up, I get paid, but I do what it is that I love to do, and that's, some guys go out and entertain. Some people like to entertain. I like to hear when people are leaving the building and they say, man, that guy AJ, he looks like he beat that guy because he owed him money or something. I sort of like that. I like to hear that. I like to hear that my match was more intense than anybody else's match on the whole show. I like to hear stuff like that. I like to hit people to where teeth kind of fly out. I had a few things like that happen.
I'm just sure
like to be one of those things that when you see AJ, and you notice that there's something moist in your pants, and it's usually a piss.
All right. Well, I think we've covered pretty much.
You guys got all quiet on me. You guys got all quiet on me. Was it something
I
said?
And I'm trying to just stay on the right side.
Bro,
yeah.
You're on the right side. You're on the right side because we're on the phone. If you had something smart to say, then, I can't find you. That's not a problem. I got gas in my car, so that ain't a problem.
Exactly.
But you're on the right side right now. But now if Murder was on the phone, you might be on the left side. I'm just saying.
Well, that is true.
So be lucky that you got the calm one of the group if you believe that.
Well, hey, we have a caller just popped up. I'm not sure who this is, but
really?
Maybe
Let's
they have
out.
A
Can
question.
Can I talk to them, too?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Whatever you want to do, Mr. Steele.
Absolutely.
So,
I was just sitting here contemplating what AJ said about removing Dr. Gayton's spine. If he had the opportunity to do or that he could have done that to him. And I was just thinking, AJ, this is Larry Goodman. I just wonder what it's like for you to, you was at a show this weekend and thinking about how a lot of the guys in the show, they look like they just walked out of the crowd. And obviously you don't. And obviously you harken back to the days when wrestlers, were scary people. Because you are a scary person.
Well, thank you.
And
we were
just
talking about that.
Yeah, that just was what are your thoughts on that, the wrestling business as it is now compared to how it was in that respect?
Okay, well, to be completely honest with you, I hate the fact that there's been so many times where I've been the biggest person on a show. I mean, and what do you gain from beating up Pee Wee Herman? You know what I mean? Like, if a guy puts on a pair of tights and they're hanging off of them, and their knee pads are sliding down during their match, what respect do you gain from beating up a guy that looks like that? Okay, you can do flips and you can fly and you can, do a moonsault, but I can catch you and break your damn back. So simply, what do I get out of beating up? That's like me hitting a woman. You know what I mean? These guys that call themselves wanting to be professional wrestlers and they look like they're allergic to the gym, or maybe it's against their religion to work out. I don't know. But my thing is, the wrestlers that I watched as a kid growing up, all of them, they say you look like you're bigger on TV. They look bigger in person. So part of my genetic makeup and my mindset is to get as big as I possibly can to be able to hit somebody as hard as I possibly can so that they don't get up the first time. And if you don't have my mentality, then you're going to get beat up.
All right. Well, Larry, did you have any other questions? We're about to wrap things up, actually.
No, I think he answered my question.
Yeah,
and
I think so.
If you did, you better temper it the right way.
Pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah,
there
thanks
you
for
go,
calling,
Larry. There you go.
All right, AJ. Well, we appreciate you calling in this fine rainy evening. At least here in Atlanta, it's raining.
It is raining here too. Yes, it is always a pleasure to talk to you guys. You guys always treat me so great. I look forward to slapping either one of you whenever it just so happens to happen like that. But I do appreciate you guys having me on and letting me vent, letting me talk about how some people have no brain and sign their lives away and want to get beat up. Instead of being an eye surgeon, they want to be a professional wrestler and live out their childhood dream when they're like 85 years old and they have no business stepping in a ring with me. Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right. Well, good luck, I guess, this Sunday. Not that you need it, but just trying to stay on your good side. And I'm sure we will see you sometime soon.
And just one thing, if I could say to Dr. Gayton, who I know is probably listening, he may be still hurting. I'm not sure. I haven't heard or seen anything from him. Doc, you have a great night.
Polite as always.
That's the worst. Right. When they don't yell and scream, that makes it much more scary.
I'm the most humble man you'll ever meet till the bell rings.
All right. Well, thanks again for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. I think Larry's still with us.
Yeah.
So, was it a good show, Larry?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Good. Well,
hey, were you, I assume you were at Anarchy, correct, Larry?
Yeah,
I
wanted to ask about that.
I was.
How'd that look?
I read the report, and I've heard things from a few people. But
yeah,
sounds like it was crazy.
What I wrote didn't do it justice, and the way it will appear on TV and sound on TV won't do it justice. You had to be there live. It was crazy. Matt Hankins, it was like being in Carrollton. As far as the crowd reaction was nuts. I mean, there you really legitimately had people threatening to go over the rail, you know, and to go over against the rail against Jagged Edge would not have been a smart thing to do.
One arm or two, I wouldn't try it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah, we didn't really get to recap the shows we went to. I went to Atlanta Midget Wrestling. It turns out the guy we talked to a couple weeks ago, Pitbull, is kind of the badass there. They only had four wrestlers, but they made four matches out of that.
You pull that trick off. Midget
they had
math,
two,
I don't do that.
Two singles matches, then a tag team match that fell apart and turned into, for lack of a better term, a battle royal. But, I mean, it was a four-man. It was not an over-the-top rope battle royal, of course. It was more of a four-way, no-holds-barred match. So that was that. I understand UIW was somewhat hectic on Saturday.
A lot of things went on. It was a really, really good show. From top to bottom, I think it may be the best of this sort of last, you know, this resurgence that they've had here recently. A lot of setup for next week, which is the UIW's triumphant return to Villa Rica in the Bay Springs Middle School there, where it's the first place I ever saw them. And I kind of thought that is their home for a good little while there. So I'm glad to see them back in Villa Rica. But had a lot of setup for those matches. Murder One versus Jay Fury was made. Shane Marks versus Bull Buchanan was also made for the title. So those are two giant matches. They had a big weapons match to maybe settle the score that the feuding family first factions have. So, yeah, a lot went on. The Demigod Mason made, I believe, his UIW debut that night and was greeted to a hero's welcome. So, yeah, big night down there.
Well, I guess we'll have more to say about that next week after this Saturday's show. And on that note, I guess we need to kind of wrap things up. I do want to mention a few other events this weekend. Saturday is also Platinum Championship Wrestling in Porterdale, where Mason, who you just mentioned, and Siler Cross will take on Shane Marks and Dynamite Soul, Eric Walker, in the main event. And Sunday, in addition to Rampage, is Pro Wrestling Resurrection up in Clayton. I'm sure there are many other wrestling events going on, but those are the ones that I have on my calendar for potential attendance. Larry, are you going to any events this
weekend? I expect to be at Rampage on Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been down there in the last couple times, and so I think I'll check that out. I think that's probably the only one I'll do this weekend. And by the way, congratulations on your Best of Atlanta Creative Living Award.
Thanks. It was surprising, but I'm definitely glad to have won it, even though I found out 2 months after the fact.
Better late than never.
Yeah.
I hope that means we get new shirts.
New shirts of
yeah.
I guess I could get the the thing that the award, the printout that I have, I could get that printed on a shirt, huh?
I like it. I like it.
I guess we should also mention Survivor Series is this Sunday, and I honestly don't know what all is going on there because it seems to keep changing. TNA's Turning Point was last night. I didn't watch it, but I read results, and the man formerly known as Luke Gallows, former Rampage heavyweight champion, I think they're just calling him Doc now. He was victorious. I forget who he wrestled now, but he won, so good for him.
Congratulations.
All right, well, I guess that's it. We'll be back next week, and speaking of the Anarchy show, we're going to have Jeter on next week.
Oh!
To explain, I guess, just exactly why he's aligned himself with the Elite and taken out Michael Judas and all of that. So that should be an interesting interview.
Outstanding.
I don't know how Jeff G. Bailey keeps finding monsters in closets, but he's pretty good at it.
Yes, he is. So, all right. Well, we'll be back next week. In the meantime, go to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and GWHNews.com for all your local wrestling news, and check out Wrestling with Pop Culture for everything else.
We thank you for listening to the Tribecast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.